We live in a world where our sense of touch is so important. We spend our days using our hands. All right, how many hours do you spend on your cell phone? Anyone want to confess? It's a lot. We make our living with our hands, no matter what our job is. We use our hands to feed ourselves. We use our hands to wash ourselves, to dress ourselves. We use our hands to get by in this world. So what type of work do you do with your hands? Do you do fine and detailed work, dirty and tough work, skilled work, housework, yard work? We use the same hands to greet one another in love that we raise to each other in hatred. A quick aside, Muslims in New Zealand, Jews in California, Christians in Sri Lanka, the same hands we love and bless one another with, we kill one another with. We use the same hands to hold a baby in baptism that we do to destroy something in anger. We use the same hands for good and evil, right and wrong, helping and hurting, building up and tearing down. And amazingly enough, it's also the way that the risen Lord chose to make himself known to the disciples through the simple invitation to touch and see. Jesus makes himself known after the resurrection. Now picture the scene for a minute when Jesus first appears to his disciples. They had to have been scared out of their wits. As far as they were concerned, he had to be a ghost. They all knew that he was dead. They saw it happen. What else could he be but a ghost? And he senses their fear, and he feels their fright. So what does he do? How does he reassure them and put them at ease? He says, "Look at my hands and feet. It's I myself. Touch and see." He's not a ghost. It's real stuff, flesh and blood. Touch and see. It's an invitation to the disciples, as if Jesus is saying, "You know these hands. You felt their touch before. You've seen them heal the sick and cure the lame and bring the dead back to life. They broke bread for you. They shared the cup with you. You saw them pierced and broken on the cross. Now I hold them out for you to see again." Luke shows us the risen Lord. He shows us forgiveness and salvation and healing that we can touch. "Look at my hands, touch and see. It is I myself." God's promises, God's healing power, God's forgiveness and salvation are real. And we can touch them in the person of Jesus Christ. We can feel the healing touch of God in our lives. The people of the gospel that encountered Jesus were touched by Jesus' hands. He laid hands on many people and healed them of all kinds of illness. He used his hands to feed the 5,000. He used his hands to lift the children onto his lap and bless them. He even stretched out his hands to be pierced on the cross. To Jesus, his hands were everything. To Jesus, touching someone meant to forgive them. To Jesus, touching someone meant to bless them. To Jesus, touching someone meant that God loved even them. And it was by the look and feel of Jesus' hands that the disciples knew Jesus during his earthly ministry. And it was by his hands that the disciples on the road to Emmaus came to recognize Jesus when he broke the bread for them. It was by Jesus' hands that the disciples came to recognize Jesus that day in the upper room when he first appeared to them. It was by the look and feel of his hands that they knew he was not a ghost and not a figment of their imagination, but Jesus Christ himself in person, risen from the grave. And as they looked at Jesus and he offered them that chance to touch and see, "It is I myself," as he used his outstretched hands to prove to them that he was real, and as the disciples looked at those hands, they realized that those same nail-pierced hands that bled so badly, that had destroyed their faith on that Good Friday, those same nail holes had been transformed into something beautiful the day that the Lord offered them the chance to touch and see. And then one day, Jesus ascends back to the Father, and just like us, the disciples lost that chance to touch and see forever. Jesus had returned to the Father, and those hands were gone forever, and their healing and peace-giving touch were not to be felt again. But before he ascends to heaven, he gives the disciples a lifelong mission. He sends them out into all the world, preaching repentance and forgiveness of sins in my name. And I'm sure the disciples missed the touch of his hands. And I'm sure that they asked themselves how Christ could still be present with them as he had promised. But somehow, in some miraculous way, between the road from Jerusalem to that long road that led them to all the world, the disciples discovered the continuing presence of the risen Lord. And they no longer needed to ask in what way and in what form Jesus would be present with them. They no longer needed to ask how he could ever fulfill his promise to be with them always. On their travels from Jerusalem to all the world, they found out exactly how Jesus was present with them always. They learned the real meaning of the words touch and see. It is I myself. Now look at your own hands. Look at them closely. Look at every line and crack and callus. They all have a story to tell, don't they? Do you feel the presence of the risen Lord when you look at your hands? Think about the ways that your hands have been used to help and heal. How many skinned knees and broken egos and broken hearts have your hands made better? How many times have your own hands reached out to someone else to offer friendship or forgiveness? How many times have your hands been used to help others? How many times have your hands been used to build up the kingdom of God? Every time your hands have reached out to help someone else, just as Jesus did, then the risen Lord is present. Each time your hands reach out to help, to preach the message of repentance and forgiveness that Jesus commands us to preach, not only with words, but more importantly and more powerfully, by deed and action. Every time your hands have expressed that forgiving love of God in Jesus Christ, every time you use your hands to help and heal, to forgive, to comfort, to soothe, there stands Jesus saying, touch and see. It is I myself. Now, think about all the times that you've stretched out your hands in anger, in fear, in patience. Think of all those times that your hands have not offered peace, have not shown forgiveness, have not brought healing to a situation. In Jesus Christ, we're given the same commission to go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name. And your commission as part of the Church of Jesus Christ is the same as that for the disciples that day in the upper room they saw the risen Lord for the first time. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. That's a pretty tall order. And the shoes of those disciples are tough shoes to fill. No matter where you are as individuals in your walk with Christ, no matter where this congregation stands in service to our Lord, our charge from Jesus Christ is the same. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. That's what God gave you hands and feet for. So think about the ways that your hands and feet have been used to show the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. What ways can your hands be used in this community to show the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ. How can this community feel the healing touch of the risen Lord through the work of your hands? And how is God calling you as an individual and us as a church to build up the kingdom here in this community? What are the ways that Jesus wants us to use the work of our hands to say to this community, touch and see, it is I myself. How does God call us to service, to mission in our community? Those are questions that you, as the people of God, need to ask yourselves as you seek to go out into all the world. These are questions that the risen Lord asks us as he stands before us in his resurrection glory, inviting us to touch and see. Now, if you've gotten your newsletter article or your newsletter for this month already, my article on the French page gives you many ways, just in the past couple of months, you as a congregation and you as individuals have reached out and used your hands and your feet in some amazing ways. Anyone do Open Door Mission? How about Crossroads Connections? Did you make something for Crossroads Connections to show up? Who was there for the laundry and lunch day or prepared food? You all used your hands and your feet to show Christ's love and Christ's forgiveness to this community. So this week, I invite you to be open and look out for the ways God is calling you and inviting you to be his hands. Be open to the ways that Jesus invites you to touch and see by using your hands to build up and heal. So you want to know what Jesus' hands and feet look like? Well, they kind of look like yours. And you know what Jesus' face looks like? Look in the mirror. It kind of looks like yours. When you serve God's children in love, they see Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet and Jesus' face in yours, because that's how they come to know Jesus. If you've seen me, you've seen my Father, Jesus says. And I say, if you've seen me at work, you've seen Jesus. And it's the same for you. If people have seen you showing Christ's love and doing the things God tells us to do, they've seen Christ in you. Amen. Would you please stand as we reaffirm our faith?